possum hunting with it. Nice. You climb up trees and get
them. I like the raccoon. Now, the raccoon's good. It's a dark meat. The possum is white, but the raccoon is a darker meat. It's more like a bear meat. But we've had bear meat. We've had all kinds of wild meat like that. I dearly love.
I've never eaten any bear meat.
Oh, you haven't? It's delicious. It's dark like that.
You mentioned, we're talking about fishing. You're talking about fishing. One thing I meant to ask you, what's the most fish you ever caught?
3 years ago, we went perch fishing for 3 days, one full day and parts of 2 days, that which would really make really about 2 days fishing. And during the first full day, we caught 105 speckled perch. But back before, there was a limit on it when you could go and catch all you wanted. My dad and I used to go fishing. We'd get up early in the morning and go fishing. And we'd come in with a great big number 3 wash tub full of speckled perch. We'd never count them. We wouldn't know how many we'd catch. And he loved to fish. I guess that's where I learned to love to fish. The boys were, by the time they got up old enough to be a pal to him and go fishing with him, they were out working, and I did all those things. And I said, well, I was really the one that reaped his companionship more than the boys did.
We're talking about some small animal. What's the term people usually use for the little striped animal that smells so bad?
What was skunk?
Ever hear him call anything else?
Oh, cat.
And do you have any name to cover any kind of little animal that they would come and raid a hen's roost, a hen's nest, anything like that, and maybe just cause trouble? I'm going to get my gun and shoot those.
Varmints. Some of them would say varmints.
And let's see. Talk about some other things. What do you call those things that croak out in the swamps?
The frog.
Have different kinds of frogs?
Yes, there's several different kinds. There's a little rain frog, little tiny ones that we hear around. Now we've heard them, but this morning they were really singing.
Yep.
And then we have the toad frog, which is strictly on the dry land. And then the bullfrog we have. They're the ones we hunt for, frog legs.
They good?
They're good. You've never eaten any frog legs? Well, don't go home until you eat frog legs.
I'll get some here.
They're delicious.
I definitely will.
I had thought we used to, when we first moved here, this house was not here. This was all prairie out here. There was no homes or anything here. And there used to be water that stood out. Well, it was what they would call a prairie. And the boy that I was dating at that time, it was all new to us to be out in the country and all like this, and we just got a big kick out of it. So he took his daddy's boat, and we got a great big old aluminum pan of some sort from his mother, and we put sand in it and built a fire in that on the front of the boat, the bow of the boat. And his brother and I would go with him, and we'd go in, he would paddle the boat from the back, push it. With a paddle oar, and the brother would gig the frogs. We'd have a sharp pointed gig and gig the frogs. And I'd hold the bag, the sack to put them in. And then we'd come in and dress those frogs and eat them. Oh, they were delicious. It was a lot of fun. Been frogging many a time.
Yeah, I see them. I'll have to try that. I swore one time I'd never eat them, but then I swore I'd never eat oysters, raw oysters.
Oh,
and I love
they
them.
Are
crazy.
Delicious. Well, now this is one of the things we like over at Crystal River where we go. Over there, so many times when we get through fishing, we'll go to the little, what they call the oyster house, oyster bar, and get fresh seafood that's brought in that day and eat it. We have, they have scallops. The little oyster is a small, very small that they get over there. It's not like your larger oyster, but I like them better.